take quilts. Some of them would take, well, they didn't have too many mattresses then, but they'd take quilts. They bleed in quilting. See, people don't bleed in quilting now. Mm-hmm. And that's my hobby, quilting.
You make a lot of quilts?
Mm-hmm.
You make them just for yourself or to sell?
No, I've been selling them. I sold $45 worth in 1 week, yeah, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'll show you one of my pretty ones I made for you, girl.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Yeah, and so one lady said she wanted one. I said, well, I mostly pieced this one for myself. She said, how much you had to get for this? And I said, well, I had everything going. I'd have to get $20, and then if I study about it, I don't know whether I'd take 20 for it. They sell for $35.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
Hmm?
We expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
In the field where you made?
Uh-huh. The soil is very...
Oh, as you see, you had to fertilize.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when I was a child, the land will produce
mm-hmm.
without fertilizing. But as I grow older and older and older, you wouldn't make none if you didn't fertilize.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of land are there?
Oh, I can tell you all different kinds. It's bottom, sand land, then it's gravel, and then it's white sand land, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's about the best kind of land?
Bottom.
Mm-hmm. What about loam or loam? Do you ever hear of that?
No.
Sandy loam?
Well, we call it sandy land, but we didn't ever call it loam.
Mm-hmm.
It's just be real white. It wouldn't grow nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Graceful.
And land that's got water standing in it for a lot of the time, that'd be a...
Well, see, they kind of land like that grows rice and stuff, but see, we don't grow rice here.
Mm-hmm.
We grow sugar cane, cotton, corn, potatoes, peas, beans, like that.
Mm-hmm. Where? What about a real overgrown place where people might could go hunting?
Oh yeah, plenty out there.
What would you call a place like that? It's kind of wet, but it's...
Oh, they call that they called it a wet moss.
Hmm?
A wet moss.
Hmm.
My daddy used to say, don't go down in that wet moss, you might get bogged up.
Mm-hmm.
See, certain places, you it'd be so wet you couldn't go in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's two or three places like that, about 2 or 3 miles from here now.
What else besides a marsh is there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of a swamp?
Yeah, swamp. Yeah, I've heard they call it swamp, but mostly we'd say a swamp. They said, see, it'd be kind of like down there in a place where going to the bottom. It would
mm-hmm.
be wet there, but after a while it'd dry up, and then they call that a marsh.
Mm-hmm. A marsh is when it's been dried up?
Uh-huh. And a swamp, like what we were talking about a while ago, a wet marshy place. Well, that stay wet there all the time.
Mm-hmm. What about with salt water next down at the Gulf?
Well, I don't know nothing about that. That ain't up yet.
Yeah.
We don't have salt.
What about if you wanted to get the water off a swamp? You'd say you had to...
Drain it.
And what would you dig to drain the water off?
Well, see, you go on the low side of it and dig a trench.
Mm-hmm.
And that pull the water out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on down, like that. Y'all done went and got sweet potatoes, ain't you?
Yeah.
Don't worry me now. Go on and put them up.